Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting and podcasting from the Black Diamond Mothership in the middle of the Mitten, pure Michigan, baby, a beautiful green nutrient field, and everything looks just beautiful today. We have a huge show for the listeners. Listen, folks, this is going to be the biggest show we've had. As promised, Dr. Bob Townsend is in studio, and we're going to bring him on here in a moment, but we open the show with Red Hot Chili Peppers week in and week out. I'm turning it, I'm burning it, I'm churning it. I'm just on this Red Hot Chili Peppers kick. I want to go mosh pitting. I'm going to have to do a one-on-one mosh pit with myself. Maybe I can get Dr. Bob to do a mosh pit with me. Dr. Bob, welcome back, as advertised, to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Great to have you in the mothership.
Hey, Todd, it's great to be back.
We've been advertising that you've been coming on for weeks, and we have a ton of information to get to. For those that don't know who you are, because this show is being downloaded all over the country, all over the world now. In fact, we just picked up some folks in Brazil listening to the show, which we appreciate. Give your background. You're just a very impressive individual. You've given to our country. You served our country. You're a doctor. You're running for office. So we have a lot to get to. But before we do so, I want to see if you will agree with me on something.
Go right ahead, Todd.
The one thing I would recommend all men do out there, if you're having a tizzy with your wife, with your girlfriend, with a female in the family, what do you think is the one thing that you can do to smooth that out? You have a disagreement. Maybe you didn't make the bed, take the garbage out. You didn't take the kids to softball practice. What do you think, I believe, is the number one thing you can do to ease the pain and make her happy?
Well, I just kind of think back to the advice my dad gave me, and that was, you can be right or you can be happy. The choice is yours, Bob.
So what I'm getting at here, I find if you take your lady to TJ Maxx, I don't know what it is about TJ Maxx, but women, you could drop a woman off at TJ Maxx and go looking for her, and I don't know what it is, but they disappear inside TJ Maxx. It's unbelievable. So guys, if you want to go on a hunting trip or on a bachelor party trip, take your lady to TJ Maxx. If they're upset with you, say, honey, listen, I won't watch football today. I'm going to take you to TJ Maxx. But inside that store, there must be hidden caverns or some kind of radioactive waves that only women can pick up, because I could take, you know, the love of my life to TJ Maxx. I can go looking for her. I can have her name over the PA, and I can't find her. They just disappear. So that's the best way to ease a disagreement in a relationship.
I can see that working.
I mean, how about the women in your life? Kohl's, TJ Maxx, Target, what's their favorite store?
Oh, my gosh.
And we are a law show. We have a lot to get to.
My wife, the thing that she does whenever she wants a little time by herself, she heads on down to the Soaring Eagle Casino and plays the slots machines.
Love that place. I have a lot of friends out there. I don't know what it is. I just took the lady of my life to TJ Maxx last week, and she disappeared for about 6 hours. I mean, I was going to call, you know, Central Dispatch, put out, you know, a missing person alert. But hey, look, we have a lot to get to, and I'm being serious about that. It just cracks me up. Dr. Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself, the listeners who do not know who you are. What's your background?
Let's see. I've been a doctor for about 25 years, and for the last 10 years, I've kind of worked with the Michigan Marijuana Program. I do a lot of the certifications up here in northern Michigan through my practice, Denali Healthcare. We've got about 8 offices throughout. I'll go all the way from Kalamazoo to Marquette. And I've always been the type of doc that really wants to take care of the forgotten patients, the people that are in pain constantly, the people that are addicted to medications and drugs. This is where I get my professional satisfaction, taking care of those people that nobody else wants to.
I'm definitely stoked to have you in the mothership. You served our country. Tell the listeners a little bit about your military background.
Oh, my military background? Well, I was in the Army Reserve. I was a medic. For some strange reason, I came to the attention of my commanders, and they encouraged me to do ROTC at Michigan State, so I got a commission in the Army. Right now, even though I've left the Army quite some time ago, I kind of went back into the Air Force Auxiliary, the Civil Air Patrol, and that's kind of something that I'm doing right now. So I spend a lot of time taking care of our veterans. I was a VA doctor, did pensions and compensations, and right now I work with folks trying to get their disability through the VA.
And you're running for office. Can you tell the listeners what you're running for?
I'm running for the Michigan House up in the 97th District. That's Aranac, Gladwin, Clare, and the eastern half of Osceola County.
We need people to get out and vote. If you're not going to vote, register to vote. Get out and vote. And Dr. Bob's a good friend of the show. He's a good friend of yours. We've been talking week in and week out about the issue whereby you go to your medical doctor, they run some blood test, there's certain levels of THC that appear in the results, and the doctor refuses to prescribe medications because you have THC in your system, albeit you're a legal card holder and you have immunity, and these patients are getting turned away. I want to know, what is that all about?
Well, that really isn't a state or a federal law that says you can't do that. That's something that each practice and each doctor decides what they want to do. Some doctors view it as getting medication from outside their office. Some people seem to be under the impression that you can't give both, and that's not really true, although unfortunately, if you do give both, sometimes they kind of target you for that.
Who's they?
Oh, the medical board, law enforcement, things like that tend to target doctors that are perceived as giving both. So a lot of doctors and a lot of their practices just don't want to get involved with it. They don't want to take the chance.
When you have a medical license, is that license through the state level, federal, a little bit of both? So are these doctors fearful of the feds?
Well, it's a little bit of the both. Your DEA license is federal, and your state medical license, of course, is by state.
I find it very hypocritical. I do too. You're a doctor. You have 8 offices. You have done so much for so many, Dr. Bob. I just want to take a moment and thank you on behalf of the listeners, clients, friends, family. You have done so much for so many people, and we love you for it. You're such an advocate. And that's why you're on the show and you've been on the show.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. It is a lot of hard work, and I think we make a difference in a lot of people's lives.
So what you're saying is there's nothing preventing these doctors from prescribing medication when one of their patients appears in their office and they have THC, the active THC in their blood. There's nothing that says to the doctor, there's no memo, there's no state board that sent out a memo that says you cannot do both. It's their own personal choice.
It's a personal choice, and it's a choice of their practice. You know, every business can set up their own standards of what they want to do. The biggest problem that I have with it is doctors, instead of embracing medical marijuana, which is very effective with pain, they just make people choose between two things that work. I have data on 10, 15,000 patients, and I'm finding that if you're using medical marijuana, you can get better pain control than you came in on a quarter to a third the medicine that you were taking, the narcotic medicines. If doctors in general practice started allowing their patients to use cannabis, we could cut the amount of opiates prescribed in the state of Michigan by 50% conservatively, possibly even as much as 75%. And that's a huge difference. All you have to do is just look at it. You know, look at the data. Look at the way patients are responding to their pain medicine. I find that a lot of people are just getting way too much narcotic and opioid pain medicine. And if you back that off and allow them to use a little cannabis with it, you can get them better control on far less medicine. It's just doing the best thing for your patient.
You agree with me that cannabis is an exit drug, not a gateway drug. I don't refer to it as a drug. I mean, it's to me, I know it's medicated, so maybe it's defined as a drug. I mean, you're a medical doctor. If you're medicated, do you call it a drug? Is it a plant? I mean, it's a plant that is a drug. How do you refer to it as?
I'd refer to it as a medication.
Medication, same here. Do you agree it's an exit drug, not a gateway, in regards to, as you just mentioned, getting off opiates, getting off narcotics?
I hear people every day in my office that say they no longer take Norco because they're using cannabis now. I get follow-ups from hundreds, if not thousands, of patients every year that say, look, I've gone off of all of these medicines thanks to this. My quality of life has improved. I don't have to take Adderall. I don't have to take Vicodin anymore. And my pain is better controlled. I had one guy that had a knee replacement that stopped taking narcotic pain medicine 2 days after his surgery, relying instead on the cannabis, which covered his pain.
I hear stories all the time in regards to those issues. Hey, if you're just tuning in the mothership is Dr. Robert Townsend, Dr. Bob, a medical doctor, 8 offices across the great state of Michigan, in the middle of the Mitten, and across the bridge in the great state of Superior. You have an office in Marquette, right here in Mount Pleasant. Where else?
Iron Mountain up in the UP. I'm in Cadillac, Traverse City, Tawas. Those are the areas in Mount Pleasant, of course, in the listening area here. And then I'm also down in Kalamazoo.
How can the listeners look you up, get a hold of you if they have some medical issues and they're interested in applying for immunity through the state medical marijuana program?
Well, you just go to DenaliHealthcareMI.com, and that's our website, or you can just give us a call at 989-339-4464.
And as mentioned earlier, you're running for office.
Yeah, I'm running for the Michigan House in the 97th District, which is Aranac, Gladwin, Clare, and the eastern half of Osceola. If you don't live there, hopefully you know somebody that lives there and you can mention my name.
Get out and vote. Don't just complain. I mean, this is an old record. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm in my 50s, and you always hear the same tune over and over. People complaining. Well, if you're not registered to vote and you don't get out there and vote for the candidate of your choice, how are you going to make changes? You cannot let the status quo stay the status quo. I want to talk to you when we come back from break about, we have a lot of things to talk about. I want to talk about minimum wage, special interest, the internet, investing in Michigan bonds. But before we do so, we have a lot more cannabis questions to get to from listeners. I want to talk to you about the changes in the Michigan law that are coming in November in regards to recreational versus medical and what that means for the patient and individual. So, Dr. Bob, will you stick around?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Todd L. Levitt, attorney at law. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's good to be back with you, Dr. Bob, in the mothership, a beautiful nutrient field we are currently sitting in. Big shout out to one of my best friends, Todd Wakely, his sister, the whole Wakely family. Jordan is competing in the Asabo River canoe race. I think his partner, he's doing a team, Haley. I could be wrong. I'll have to look it up. But Jordan's been racing all night. Grayling's very own. Jordan is a professional mountain biker. You know, I'm a shredder. But the race is currently going on right now. It's going to end, I think, at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
So we wish Jordan the best of luck out there. Hey, Dr. Bob, if you're just tuning in, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. You grew up in the state of Michigan.
Most of it. Most of Michigan and South Florida.
You're a doctor.
Yep. That's why they call me Dr. Bob.
You are Dr. Bob. You're running for office.
Yep, I'm running up in the 97th House District, Michigan House in Aranac, Gladwin, Clare, and Osceola County.
You served our country, and you still do.
Sure do.
And you're an advocate for cannabis.
I'm an advocate for the forgotten patients. I'm an advocate for relieving pain and suffering. I'm an advocate for helping people that are addicted to substances.
And we were discussing in the first segment the medical profession not prescribing medications to patients who come into their offices that test positive for THC. You mentioned something that one of the licenses is a DEA license. Is that, what is that?
That's the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency. That's your controlled substance license.
Well, I know what the DEA is, but there's a license that you possess that's through the federal government.
Right. There's one through the federal government. There's one through the state government.
Is that where the fear has come from most of these doctors? To me, it appears that 4 out of 5 doctors will not prescribe medications if you are a cardholder.
Actually, it's about only 1 in 15 has anything to do with medical marijuana if you look at the numbers.
What I'm referring to is I go to an internist. They never prescribe. They never fill out the application. They don't do what you do.
Right.
And you've helped thousands.
Yes.
But they're good doctors. They have a practice, family practice. And as a patient, I walk in, hypothetically, they do a yearly physical. I need some medicines prescribed to me that have been taken for years. They see that there's active THC in my blood. Then they come to me and say, I'm sorry, I can't prescribe you A, B, and C because you tested positive for THC.
All right. First of all, they don't test for active THC in your blood. That's a blood test. What they do is they test your urine to see if you have carboxy THC, which means that you've been using cannabis within the last month or even 2 months. And they say that if you're using that, well, even though it's legal in Michigan or it's allowed in Michigan, it's illegal federally and we take federal money.
You know, it's not legal. It just gives you immunity.
Gives you immunity
from prosecution.
But they keep saying that, you know, we take federal money, so therefore we can't prescribe it. Well, every doctor takes Medicare.
It's all about money again. It's all about money.
No, it's about people that take Medicare, for example. They're afraid that if they allow their patients to use cannabis or they prescribe it, you know, through a recommendation themselves, somehow something bad's going to happen with them and they won't be allowed to see Medicare patients anymore. Yeah, it's a job like any other.
Well, I understand.
You know, that's what we do. That's what you do.
You have 8 offices across the state of Michigan.
Yes.
You have helped thousands of people.
Tens
of thousands get off narcotics, opioids. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the thing that I look at is I really feel that there's an awful lot of narcotic prescriptions being written, and it's something that I've always had a problem with. So one of the things that I've always looked at was how do we help people that are overprescribed narcotics, they become dependent to it. Most people that are on heroin, believe it or not, are the result of failed efforts at pain management. What we need to do is we need to actually look at reasonable, thought-out treatment programs for chronic pain. Vicodin or Norco is a 4-hour medicine. Why are you getting 6 of them a day? Why aren't you getting something that's longer acting instead of the short acting Norco and riding a roller coaster all day? A lot of doctors, though, just write Norco. They don't write any of the other medicines. The other thing is there are other options other than narcotics for treating pain, and cannabis is an excellent option for that. In my experience, people that are on cannabis for their pain get better pain control on 1/4 to 1/3 the pain medicine they used to be on. If doctors would just incorporate this into their practices, we could reduce the amount of narcotics written in the state of Michigan by 50% practically overnight.
What's it going to take for the medical profession to turn the corner? Is it the removal of cannabis from Schedule 1 under the CSA, Controlled Substance Act?
Yeah, I would say that would be a huge start. I think that should be just simply completely removed. I don't want it rescheduled. You can't grow Vicodin in your basement. You have to get Vicodin from a pharmacist with a prescription. If we make cannabis Schedule 2, that can cause issues there. Remove it completely. Let the states regulate it as they see fit.
Exactly. There's something we could talk about week in and week out called the States Act. It's being introduced in Congress, and that will remove it from Schedule 1 and give all the power back to the states.
Well, the states right now prosecute most of the cannabis patients to begin with. Now, with legalization coming up this fall and having a good chance at passing, that's going to take away one excuse to arrest people over this plant. That's a good thing because I don't think people should be going to jail for this. I think that this is something that they are using to help themselves, and even if they use it recreationally, they can use alcohol recreationally. There are laws that say you can't drive under the influence of alcohol, just like there will be laws saying you can't drive under the influence of cannabis. But the other issue that we're going to run into is when we're looking at courts and we're looking at employers, I really don't think that we should be testing for the metabolites of cannabis and denying people jobs for that. We have jobs that are that need to be filled right now. We have people willing to do them, but they can't pass this drug test for the simple reason that they are testing for the metabolite of cannabis. That represents something that happened weeks, even a month or two ago. Now, if we denied a job to everybody because they had a beer 3 weekends ago, nobody could work.
There'd be the whole economy would shut down.
It would shut right down.
Shut right down.
One of the things that I'm looking to do if I get elected into the state house, is I would like to sit down and say, if you want to test for cannabis, that's fine. Test the blood for active THC if there's an injury or something or other like that. Don't test for the metabolite, because that tells you what's been going on for weeks or months before. It has no bearing on whether or not you slipped and twisted your ankle at work today. If you have active THC in your system, that might be different. It's just like you don't test somebody because they had a beer 3 weekends ago and say that that has anything to do with their broken ankle today. You test to see whether or not they have a blood alcohol level at the time of the injury. You should do the same with THC. Not carboxy THC.
The hypocrisy is evident, and we complain about it and talk about it on this show week in and week out. And I'm so happy to have you in the mothership on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Dr. Bob Townsend, Dr. Robert Townsend, medical doctor with offices all over the state of Michigan, Denali Healthcare. You have helped tens of thousands of patients get off narcotics, and find relief. And I can't thank you enough. Dr. Bob, you're running for office. Tell the listeners the district again.
It's District 97 of the Michigan House. It's Aranac, Gladwin, Clare, and the eastern half of Osceola County. I'm running as a Democrat in the Democratic primary on the 7th, and then hopefully I'll be facing the current Republican incumbent this November.
You're like a blue-collar doctor to me. I mean, you served our country. You still serve our country. You get down. You're gritty. You fight the good fight. You're in the trenches. And I appreciate that, because I'm a blue-collar lawyer. What I mean by blue-collar is you weren't handed anything on a silver platter. Everything you have, you've worked your tail off for. Nobody gave you anything. It's determination, perseverance. As a result of your own perseverance, tens of thousands of Michigan residents have found relief upon you assisting them.
My mom actually sold her car to do the down payment on my medical school when I got out of Michigan State.
Unbelievable. I had to work. I was a paper boy when I was 10, and I worked two jobs, waited tables for 10 years, worked at Domino's Pizza. I've done all the jobs. I worked at Ford Motor Plant 1 year when I was in law school at the pilot plant off of 94 in Oakwood, building prototypes. Nissan was designing it, and Ford Truck and Bus out of Ohio was working the fixtures. That was definitely an education, and I saw how hard, you know, our Michigan and automotive workers work. I mean, we're a hard-working people in the state of Michigan and across this country. Americans, we work hard. And you're going to work hard for your constituents.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You know, it's one of those things, and what I've said about this is I already have a really good job. I like my job. And I think people should go into public service that are successful in the private sector like I am. And we make the sacrifice to go serve the public. So the thing that I've always said is that I don't need this job, but the job needs somebody like me.
You and I were discussing minimum wage. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, minimum wage is an important thing to me. You know, I think that everybody that works a full-time job should be able to support themselves. All right. I don't care how menial or unskilled the job is. You should make at least 150% of the poverty wage. I just feel very strongly about that, because I think that people that work full-time should not require state Medicaid. They should not require food stamps to get by. You know, not everybody can go on vacations to Disney World every year and things like that, but you should be able to at least put gas in your car and food on your table. And the problem that I have with some of these larger corporations like Walmart, the reason that they are as profitable as they are is that they pay their people substandard wages to the point that they get subsidized by the state and the taxpayers buying food for their employees that work full time. They should be paying them enough that they can buy their own food. Quite frankly, I've heard a lot of people say that, well, if I have to pay my people a decent wage, I can't make any money. All right. I'm a businessman. I have a small business. I pay the people that answer my phone decently. I think that if you have to make your profit on something other than selling goods and services that you produce, And the only way that you can make a profit is by underpaying your employees, the people that devote their lives to making your business a success. I think you need to have a look at your own business model and your management skills.
My philosophy has always been, and I used to have a skateboard snowboard shop back in the day. I run a law firm now for 25 years. I believe that the more a corporation makes, the more their employees should make. I mean, people make minimum wage, they make below minimum wage, there's salaried employees out there. A lot of employees have not a high ceiling for, you know, to move up. There's only so much movement in their jobs. But if that corporation is profiting off the hard work, as most of them do, of the people, then those people should profit.
They should profit. At the very least, they should make enough to support themselves. And as I said, we're not talking anything elaborate. I'm talking 150% of the poverty rate.
I agree with that 150% and more so, but I still feel if you're an individual out there and you work for a multi-million dollar corporation, not even a multi-million dollar corporation, a small corporation, treat your employees like family. The more you make, the more they should make. Because look, if you're an employee, we've all been there, Dr. Bob. I've busted my tail when I was a kid growing up doing all kinds of jobs for other people to reap all the rewards and not appreciate how hard I worked for them. And half the time they weren't even there. And that just is stuff that upsets me, and it made me want to work for myself and treat people the right way. The more the company makes, aside from your base salary or hourly wage, there should be bonuses that are fixed into that. That's just my opinion. I'm not running for office. This is how I feel personally.
Well, I think that's kind of a decision each company needs to make as to whether or not they want to get bonuses and things like that.
Better morale, better work ethic. People will come to work happy. They'll work harder because they're working towards their own future. They're not just working hard so somebody else reaps all the rewards. I have seen with my own eyes the motivation, how people take personally responsible for the jobs they have when they're making more money as a result of the company making more money. That's just, again, what I've seen firsthand.
Well, the way I always looked at it is it costs money to train people. And if you lose a trained person, it costs you money to train somebody else to do it. The other thing is, if you treat people decently, if you pay them a decent wage that they can live on, there's some loyalty that comes with that. They feel as though they're invested in the company. You know,
they take personal responsibility for their job.
I own my own company. I own 100% of it.
Likewise.
And there's nobody that works for me that doesn't feel that that's their company. And there's a reason for that, and that is that they're treated fairly, they're treated with respect, and their contribution to the success of the company as a whole is appreciated.
I couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Bob. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, you're listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt, defense attorney extraordinaire, specializing in license restoration, drunk driving, possession, and cannabis law. I practice in the middle of the Mitten all the way to the top of the great state of Superior. I have a satellite office in St. Ignace. And within a number of months, Dr. Bob, I will also have a staffed office in Marquette, Michigan, which I'm stoked about. We're talking with Dr. Robert Townsend. We call him Dr. Bob. He's a great friend of the show. He's helped tens of thousands of patients get off opiates and prescription drugs and have found relief in the use of cannabis. Will you stick around for another segment, Dr. Bob?
Sure. I always love coming on to your show.
We love having you. And if you want to catch this show and you just tuned in, catch us on podcasts. We're podcasting all over the planet. And we want to hear from you at toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com, toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com. Big shout out to Sparky in the Dakotas, one of our friends of the show, good listeners. We hope you can come on the show in the future. And you can catch us on Libsyn, Spotify, Podbean, SoundCloud, iTunes. We're all over the place. And we'll be right back after this break. From a word from our sponsors.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
You
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong once again with Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dr. Bob.
Yeah, it's peppers, man.
Hey, what did
poppers
I say?
Poppers or something different.
Poppers. No, Red Hot. My brain moves so fast, it moves faster than my lips sometime, and I'm just jacked up here in the mothership. We're in the middle of the Mitten, Black Diamond Group mothership. Big shout out to Jordan Wakely and his partner. I think her name's Haley. I hope I'm getting that correct. They're racing the Asabo Canoe Race. They've been up all night, and they're going to finish strong over at Lake Huron today.
Stroke.
That's awesome. In fact, Jordan Wakely, my good friend Todd Wakely's son, big shout out to the Wakely family up there in Grayling. Dr. Bob Townsend, how can people get a hold of you? Denali Healthcare, you have 8 offices.
Yep, all over the state, all the way from Kalamazoo up to Marquette. You can go to DenaliHealthcareMI.com, or you can just give us a call at 989-339-4464.
Can you give that number out one more time?
989-339-4464.
Earlier in the show, if you missed any portion of it, we were discussing the medical profession and the conflict between prescribing prescription drugs when somebody tests positive, as you said, for THC. How'd you refer to it as?
Carboxy THC.
Can you explain that one more time?
See, THC is the stuff that's the active...
cannabinoids.
Yeah, it's the active ingredient in cannabis, all right? The body takes that and turns it into something called carboxy THC, which I describe as kind of the ash on the cigarette. It's completely inert. It's like sand. But the problem is it stays in your body 4 to 6 weeks, and they can test your urine for that. You have to have a blood test for the THC. For example, if we fired people because they had a beer 3 weekends ago, nobody could go to work.
The whole economy was shut down.
Yeah, the whole economy would shut down. We have jobs that need to be filled right now that can't be filled because people are testing for this carboxy THC and they can't hire them. And, you know, that's just not right. It doesn't make any sense. It's hurting our economy.
Something that I have found since the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act took effect in 2008, the majority of my clients who have been arrested have had on their person less than 2 grams of marijuana. I don't blame law enforcement. This is just my position, Dr. Bob, not yours. Law enforcement is just doing their job. They're just doing what the legislators in Lansing or whatever state capital is in your state, what they're told to do. Do they have discretion? Yes, but I don't want to see them lose their job over not following proper laws and procedures. I blame the men and women, our elected officials. You're running for office.
Yes, I am, in the 97th Michigan House District.
Again, you don't blame law enforcement, do you?
No, I don't. I think that the laws themselves could use a little bit of refinement and common sense applied to them.
Absolutely. But again, it's upsetting that you get busted for 0.5 gram, you're put on probation, you got, you know, random drug testing, color-coded, classes, fines and costs, attorney fees.
Substance abuse.
Yeah, substance abuse.
Counseling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The courts, there's a lot of good, hard-working men and women that I'm friends with who really try. We've got recovery courts, we have sobriety courts. You know, big shout-out to all the judges, men and women, who oversee those courts. We still have a long way to go. There's mental health court now in the state of Michigan. Did you know about that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, there's something called, we have veterans courts that have popped up around the state that specifically cater to the needs of veterans. Most of these are in Metro Detroit area. And now something that is newer, is mental health court. So the court will attempt to identify mental health needs as it relates to substance abuse and other issues, which, hello, way overdue.
Well, that would be a good idea. You know, one of the purposes of our laws and our courts should be to return people to useful participation in society, stop behavior that we don't want, and give them a chance to return to useful employment and become good members of society again. I think that's good. One of the biggest problems that I'm running into when it comes to cannabis is if you have a prescription for methadone or some pain medicine, the courts are just fine with that. But if you have a certification to use medical cannabis, it sets their hair on fire because, you know, it's again federal law. Well, that's not necessarily a reason to prevent them from using their medical cannabis. You know, if I write a bad check and as a term of my probation, I'm not allowed to use marijuana and I have to go to methadone, why are we doing this? Why are we putting people on non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that'll tear their stomachs out and let them die of bleeding ulcers? And we all know the problems that you run into with opiates. These people are well controlled on medical marijuana. They're not before the court for any reason related to their marijuana use. Why are we telling them they can't do it? This is up to the discretion of the courts. And I've had many attorneys that go and get permission for their clients to use their medical marijuana. But that, again, is an extra legal fee. It's an extra court hearing. Why don't we sit down and take a more common sense approach? And that is, if you have a certification for the use of medical marijuana, when it comes to employment and it comes to the court system, why don't we look at that the same way we look at prescription drugs?
Great points. I'm in agreement with everything you've said here on the show. You are Dr. Bob, Dr. Robert Townsend, medical doctor, and Denali Healthcare. Look up Dr. Bob's offices. He has 8 of them, and you have provided relief to tens of thousands of patients. Love having you on the show. You're running for office. Are you involved in the primaries, or are you running unopposed?
Yeah. No, I've got a primary coming up on August 7th. And one of the big things that I'm really doing on my campaign is I'm not taking any special interest money or endorsements. If you want to support my campaign, I don't want your money. I want you to bring 3 to 5 people with you, especially those that don't vote, and go on in and vote for the candidate that inspires you. Take part in the process. Over half of the people that are eligible to vote don't bother doing it. And our elections are decided by 1 in 3 people.
30%. We don't want the minority with the loudest voices to control who gets office. You know, because when I go to these meetings, I've crisscrossed the state last year advocating for townships to opt into the Michigan Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act. And the loudest voices were the minority of people in the community who came out to the meetings. They were the majority at the meetings, but they were the minority of individuals who wanted to bring licensing to these townships. So my point is, get out and vote. Now, I must state that this is my show. This is the Title Level Law Show. You know, you're on my show. Your opinions are not that of Black Diamond Broadcasting, its owners, advertisers. It is strictly my show, and this is my opinion. You're my friend, and I advocate and want you to win that position.
Well, I'd kind of like to win it, too. My son is a politician as well. He's on the student council at Clare High School.
Hey, how about that?
And, you know, he likes to say, hey, Dad, you and I are both in politics. You know the difference? And I said, no, what? He says, I won my last election.
Oh.
It's about time you win one.
Oh. And, hey, we are podcasting all over the Internet. What's your opinion of the Internet?
Well, that's a kind of a sore subject. I was out at a meeting in Everett the other day. And the Internet came up, and everybody seemed to kind of throw their hands up trying to figure out exactly what needed to be done and how we could get Internet in rural Michigan. You know, this is the 21st century. How come when I drive between Clare and Cadillac, I can't get a cell phone signal? This is ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. It blows my mind. I have Sprint. I go across the bridge to the great state of Superior. No service, which sometimes I'm happy about that I have no service. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, I kind of like having service wherever I go because you never know when you're going to need to report an accident or anything like that. I got to thinking about that after that meeting, and I made one phone call the next day. Do you know, Todd, that you can take a $500 repeater and put it on a telephone pole and get broadband internet service for 15 to 17 miles in any direction line of sight?
I did not know that. I'm not as tech as you, so I had no idea what you were referring to until I listened to the whole sentence.
I'm not a tech guy, but you know, I ask the right questions, and I have a little thing I like to call clarity of vision. I'm the guy in the back of the room that sees the problem and asks the question that resolves it.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
My biggest complaint about politicians, they go in as freshmen in the House and the Senate at the state and federal level, and they toe the party line. They campaign as independent thinkers. I'm going to do this. I'm going to stand for this. But when they get to the office and they get to their state capitals, because of the seniority of other individuals who are there, you know, they're told, if you don't do this or you don't do that, I'm not going to give you this committee position. What's your position on that?
You know, what are they going to do? Take my birthday from me? You know, A, I don't need the job. B, I'm there because I had one endorsement and one endorsement only, and that's the people of the 97th District. What I would like to do is I would like to go on out and get some things done. I'd like to see this internet put in. I'd like to see us take our money in the state and invest it in Michigan municipal bonds to finance projects in Michigan, like the Flint water system. Why aren't we investing in the bonds to finance that? You know, these are things that I would like to do. Now, the other thing is I'm running as a Democrat. But I have two little things that kind of set me a little bit aside from some of the Democrats. Number one, I'm a Northern Michigan guy and I like my guns.
Yeah, we are. You and I are big Second Amendment guys. We love the Second Amendment here.
The other thing is that I don't believe in spending money you don't have. And those are two kind of good philosophies, I think, for a statesman. And I like to say I'm a statesman, not a politician. Now, in the last election, I voted for Republicans and Democrats when I filled out my ticket. I really don't like straight ticket voting for the simple reason that sometimes, you know, the person on the top of the ticket may be what you want, but if you go down the ticket, the guy on the other side is more along where your ideals are. So I think you ought to, if you vote for somebody, you ought to know why you're voting for that person rather than the fact that just straight ticket. And don't assume that because somebody has a party that they believe in everything that that party says. I believe in the vast majority of it, which is why I'm running as a Democrat.
The one thing that you have and you carry with you is that you have literally helped tens of thousands of citizens.
Yes,
you
directly.
Directly, individually, with allowing these individuals to get pain relief and to get off opiates, to get off prescription pills, and to get in a position where they can use cannabis for medical treatment. And the state of Michigan just added 11 more classifications for
use.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, it's great. Great job, state of Michigan. It's about time. A little overdue, but better late than never.
Autism is one that came up that was really good. I was actually involved in getting PTSD during the last round.
And you are a veteran. I mean, you're still serving.
But, you know, in addition to the pain management and everything, you got to remember, too, I was a pensions and compensation doctor with a VA. And I've taken that into private practice now, and I work with veterans all the time, helping them get their proper disability ratings. You know, I work with some lawyers, and we help them get their disability ratings. And this is something that's kind of quiet that I never really talked about my military background, and I don't talk about a lot of these things. I don't want to make it a selling point on my campaign.
It's just the way that I am. You are that way, but I have so much respect for veterans and the men and women and their families who are currently serving, those who have served. And I have a lot of respect for you as a friend, as a doctor, as an individual. You've given back so much. Before we let you go, how can individuals out there learn about what you stand for, your platform? How can they get a hold of you if they need to talk to you, to speak to you, to meet with you in regards to, you know, medical marijuana application process?
Well, I'll tell you something. You can call our office at 989-339-4464. The other thing that you can do is you can look up Put Dr. Bob in Lansing on Facebook and go to my campaign webpage, Robert Townsend for 97. And my positions are there. There's some really good positions that you can see in there. I address things like the pension fund problems and how to fund the pension funds. I talk about law enforcement. I talk about cannabis law. I talk about minimum wage. I talk about the difference between being a special interest driven politician versus somebody that's there simply to make the sacrifice to represent the people well. And that's why I want people to support me, because I will go to Lansing and I will make good decisions. I am not going to support a bill because it's written by a Democrat or oppose one because it's written by a Republican. Both parties come up with good ideas, and I will support good ideas and oppose bad ones. And I think that's the most refreshing thing about my candidacy.
I've known you a long time, and you speak the truth. The truth is the truth. You can't fake the truth, and you are exactly who you appear to be. If the listeners are just listening to you, especially on podcasts all over the country and all over the world for the first time, this is who Dr. Bob Townsend is. And for the voters of the state of Michigan, if you don't live in Dr. Bob's district, which is
97th district,
you can still go on his Facebook page, which is
Put Dr. Bob in Lansing
on Facebook, and you can have a conversation. You can leave Dr. Bob a message. And the great thing about Dr. Bob is he'll respond. Hey, we have to go to break, Dr. Bob. I loved having you on the show. Will you come back in a couple weeks down the road?
Oh, be happy to.
You've been on in the past. You're on in the present, and you will always be invited back in the future. We love Dr. Bob Townsend, Denali Healthcare, running for office in the great state of Michigan in District
97.
Get out and vote. When?
August 7th.
Dr. Bob, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Todd. I really appreciate it.
We have to go to break. And after break, Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle will be in the mothership on the mic. So we'll be right back. Do not go away.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, The Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on The Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Fourth and final segment, everybody out there. If you missed any portion of the show, Dr. Bob Townsend, medical doctor, was on segment 1, 2, and 3. You can catch us on Podbean, SoundCloud, Spotify, Libsyn, Android app. We're all over the place. We're podcasting and broadcasting all over the country. Craig Russell, the hustle in the mothership. Craig.
Todd.
Great to have you in studio.
Hey, man. I know Dr. Bob had a lot of good things to say, so I just kind of sat back and let it go, man. And he's the real deal. So if you are ever anywhere in the entire state of Michigan, because he's got offices all over the state, he is the guy. If you need somebody of Dr. Bob's ilk, he's the guy to talk to. He's well-respected and well-known and is a good guy and knows what he's talking about. And I just let him sit back and let it go because I know you guys were off and running. So,
and I want to state again, you know, Black Diamond Group does not endorse any candidate for office.
No.
The views and opinions of this show are mine alone. And Dr. Bob is my friend. I support him, not the advertisers of 98.5, Rock 105, or the Black Diamond Group. I just want to make that clear. So it's the views of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Todd.
Got a question for you.
Okay.
I posed this question in the first segment. If you have a woman in your life, wife, a girlfriend, a significant other, or just a friend, and she's upset with you, I'll pose it this way. What is the number one store that you could take her to ease the pain of whatever she's not happy with you about?
The number one store, are you a specific brand or just a type of store?
A store. Just name a store.
I would say a jewelry store.
Okay, a jewelry store is good. No, the answer, TJ Maxx.
Oh,
I don't know what it is about women when they go to TJ Maxx. They get lost in there. You could have a store that it could be 3,000-4,000 square feet. And I'm telling you right now, there's like secret compartments in TJ Maxx. I'll take somebody there. I'll take Karen there. I can't find her. She disappears. She's not, you know, down the aisles. I can announce her over the PA. There must be some secret rooms there that only women through their womanly senses know exist. TJ Maxx, they're gone. They're lost. But boy, are they happy. And then I would say Kohl's and then Target. You know, that Kohl's cash, but there's something about TJ Maxx. It's like endorphins. You know, you mentioned TJ Maxx to a woman, and it's like her endorphins just start going crazy. I've already tried it, and it works. So, men out there, I'm telling you right now, if your woman's upset with you because you want to go, you know, play sports, watch a game, go hunting, go to rifle range, just say the words, TJ Maxx.
You know, I should have known TJ Maxx. I should have thought about Kohl's. Kohl's is a really good one, too. But TJ Maxx, you know, it's high-quality stuff at a discount price. Plus, they got a snappy little jingle. You remember their jingle?
I don't know their jingle, but I want to know how they get those endorphins working into women just by saying the words TJ Maxx. I mean, when you see a woman's face when they enter TJ Maxx, I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, it's better than a birthday party, better than a wedding anniversary. It's almost, the endorphins just go through the roof. I want to know what it is so I can bottle it, sell it, get it legalized, and put it on the market.
They're going to legalize it in November, man. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing to legalize, but come on now.
No, we're not. We're talking about whatever it is that they got going on there. But, hey, Craig, we've had a huge show. Dr. Bob Townsend, Denali Healthcare, a lot of great information. We talked about something that I hear over and over, patients visiting their family doctors, THC showing up in their test, and the doctors refusing to prescribe any medication. We talked about that, and Dr. Bob mentioned that it's a, you know, office by office decision. He did say though that they do have some DEA backed prescription issues that they're concerned about as doctors. So I understand the fear of doctors, but it's just all hypocritical, and that's what the majority of the show we talked about. We also talked about some of the issues that he stands for. He's running for office. Just a great guy. It was a great show. And Craig Russell, I mean, what a big day. It's the end of the Asabo canoe race. My good friend Jordan Wakely is shredding the gnar down the Asabo River. The guy is a professional mountain biker, And now he's he has raced in the past, and he's racing today in the Asabo Canoe Race.
I'll tell you, if you've never gotten a chance to see the start of the race, I mean, it's a 20-hour-long endurance race on a 70-mile river from Grayling to Oscoda in Michigan. But if you've never seen the start of it, the Le Mans style, where they run down the street, they jump in the water right there, it's a sight to be seen. You should check it out on YouTube. Type in start of the Asabo River Canoe Marathon. You'll see videos from the past 4 or 5 years. It's really a great thing. And of course, I think
Big Hair and Chris Taylor are racing in that today. I'm telling you right now, Big Hair's been in the rivers and lakes paddling, training for something. And CT, a.k.a. Chris Taylor, his son, has been training with them. They got off the single track and into the water, and they've been paddling. I wonder if they're in the canoe race today. I'll have to check it out to see if Big Hair's been up all night paddling the Asabo.
Well, I'll tell you this much, man. It's a different kind of a workout than riding a bike. You know, you're doing a lot of upper body things with the paddling and everything. So we'll have to see how that all works out. Of course, 98.5 and Black Diamond Broadcasting, the official sponsors of the Asabo River Canoe Marathon, pleased to put it on every year. And so, you know, it's a big undertaking, but everybody does a great job with the whole company. And we're glad to be a part of it. But the show's over, Todd. Todd, it's been a big show, a huge show.
It's been a huge show, Craig. And hey, more big shows to come. That's all I can say. And if you have a question, let us know. ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com. ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com. Big shout out to all our listeners around the world, around the great planet Earth, and across this amazing country. We love our country. We love our vets. And I love you, Craig Russell, from the Morning Hustle.
Oh, Todd, you're my brother from another mother, man. That's all I know. So thank you. It's a big, big show. Dr. Bob was great. If you have you missed any part of the show, you can go back, download the podcast, and check us out, SoundCloud and Podbean and all those places, and get the show on podcast. And give us some love. We appreciate it.
Next week, Little John, Frank Bailey, maybe arriving in the mothership. Stay tuned. We got to go. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Hey, Craig.
Todd.
Take us out with a little Red Hot Chili Pepper.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Mackinac Properties and Northern Michigan Vacation Rentals, buying, selling, and renting properties in the Straits of Mackinac region since 1998, Tim's Collision Plus in Roscommon, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, and Dr. Robert Townsend in Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.